perspective. Oh, and I started to talk about the way that the Buddha defines what is right intention, because what is wrong is fairly clearly defined. Sensual desire, ill will, cruelty, the thoughts of all of those. Whereas what is right is the renunciation, non-ill will, non-cruelty. You can't really mandate your thoughts. You're always going to have thoughts of loving kindness. Non-ill will and non-cruelty, actually, sort of the content is one of loving kindness and compassion. But you can't mandate a right thought to always have loving kindness and compassion. But at least it's already right if one is willing to not feed the ill will and the thoughts of cruelty. And the Buddha defines that in many places, especially in the Eightfold Path, non-killing, non-stealing, rather than sort of say, oh, you've got to be... Because it's hard to measure if you say, oh yeah, you've got to have thoughts, you've got to have actions of compassion all the time. Or you've got to be completely honest all the time. That's a good way to drive you nuts, actually. And it's a great way that Judeo-Christian belief has kept Western culture steeped in guilt and fear.